little Florida story setting the bar, which is, Kelly,
it's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right. If you can manage to make it through the day without etching your name into the hood of a police car, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's a bold move. That's a statement.
Yeah, if you want to go to jail kind of quick, there is a formula, and congratulations, Enderlin Leounce. You've figured it out.
he etched his name?
His full name.
In the police car?
Full name. Yep. Out of Florida. It's the Florida Etch-A-Sketch, my friends.
Oh, they didn't really have to do much detective work on that one.
No, not at all. So all they did was punch his name into their system.
Oh, there's his address. Let's go pay him a little visit.
Yes, found out where he lived.
All right, and what did he say?
He admitted to it. Yeah, okay. That was me. You got me.
Why did we want
to
do that?
He wanted to go back to jail.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So apparently he's from Haiti, so he wanted to either go back to jail or be sent back to Haiti. So they decided to take him to jail. So mission accomplished.
Why didn't he just buy a plane ticket to Haiti?
Maybe he didn't have enough money for doing that, Kelly. Maybe he just didn't have enough money to do that. So he thought, you know what, next best thing.
We start a GoFundMe. Hey, I want to go home to Haiti. Okay. I think maybe had he run his idea past a couple of friends first, maybe they could have tossed some ideas out. Like, this might be a better plan.
Well,
maybe.
Had he done that, we wouldn't have gotten this magical Florida Etch-A-Sketch story.
This is
so
true.
Again, if you want to go to jail in a hurry, do what Enderlin did and just go ahead and carve your name, full name, into the hood of a police car.
So I'm guessing he is now relocating to the jail, but not necessarily to Haiti.
Right. Okay. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 EJX.